We're all different when it comes to sex, so I rarely find a product that makes me think every home should have one. However, I want to shout about splashblanket.com. They make cozy and crucially fluid-proof sheets, blankets, robes, and loads more for sex and anything else that might get messy. Use the code GOTN10, G-O-T-N-10, for 10% off at splashblanket.com. Every single purchase will help support this website. This is Chrysalis by Sirens Grace, read by Girl on the Net. Note that this story contains BDSM, pain play, face fucking, and the terms master and slave used in a kink context. She kneels on a plush carpet, legs slightly apart, head bowed, waiting. She feels the cool air on her skin, the parts not covered by lingerie, which is most of it. The narrow waistband of her panties hugging her hips, the straps of the bra over her shoulders, its delicate shimmering butterflies in sharp contrast to the rough fucking she knows is coming. At last there are footsteps, soft but steady, coming closer, stopping behind her. "Good evening, slave." "Good evening, master," she replies with a quiet confidence, the way he likes. She feels him grab a fistful of her hair, tilting her head back as he leans down to ravish her mouth with his. "Beautiful," he murmurs when he finally pulls away. Stepping around in front of her, he unzips his pants, his hard cock presenting itself to her. "Pleasure me," he commands, and she does, leaning forward and taking him in her mouth. The head of his cock slides across her tongue, leaving the slightest trace of saltiness that she relishes, because it means she's doing well so far. "Put your hands behind your back and leave them there," he orders. "I'm going to fuck your face, and I want no resistance from you. Do you understand?" She nods, unable to speak, with him already filling her mouth. "You may, of course, move your hands to tap out, but other than that, they'd better stay put." She nods again, as her pussy expresses its own anticipation. Without any further warning, his fingers are tangled in her hair, pulling her forcefully onto his cock, the instinctive tightening of her throat no deterrent to his pleasure. She coughs violently, hands coming forward, but only as far as her hips before she catches herself and moves them back behind her. He doesn't remove himself from her mouth, but moves slower, more gently. "You're okay," he says softly. "Take a breath and we'll try that again." His words and the subtle way his fingertips gently stroke the nape of her neck, his hands still in her hair, helps her relax. She breathes once, twice, and nods. This time she's ready, focusing on the sensation of his thick cock invading her mouth, the head pushing against her throat, reminding her to relax into it. He sets a steady rhythm, and before long she's zoning out, lost to an ocean of pleasure, an overwhelming trance she never wants to leave. By now she's soaked through her panties and he can feel himself almost ready to climax, so he withdraws from her mouth, using his handful of her hair to wipe the spit off her chin and his cock. He gives her a moment to catch her breath before issuing the next command. "Take my belt off, slave." Obediently she reaches up, trailing her fingers appreciatively along the leather before unbuckling it and sliding it out of his belt loops. Then she waits, kneeling, belt in hand, dreading what comes next and hoping she's right. "Give that to me and go bend over the bed," he tells her. "Now that you're no longer gagged by my cock, I want to hear you scream." Her breath catches at his words, and she immediately moves to obey, the butterflies still sparkling in the candlelight. If you liked this, you can find more audio porn at girlonthenet.com/audioporn or find more from Sirens Grace over on FetLife.